Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Tonight we continue on our journey through the core 52 verses identified by author Mark Moore to help us cultivate a biblical worldview. And tonight we're coming to one of my favorite verses. And I know I say that about just about every verse we study, but this really is one that has gripped me for years. And I say that intentionally with a little bit of a pun intended. Our title for tonight is In His Grip. And we're going to look together at John chapter 10, verse 28. Now, this is Jesus speaking in the context of teaching that He is the good shepherd. He is the door for the sheep. And in John 10, we have John 10:10, which is that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. So Jesus is talking about being our good shepherd. And then in John 10:28, He says something deeply encouraging. Let me read you this verse. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. And so what we're looking at tonight is the fact that Jesus said His people are in His grip, and no one can snatch us away from Him. And I don't know about you, but on this Wednesday night, that deeply encourages me. And in fact, in every moment of my Christian journey, the fact that I am in the grip of Almighty God, I am in the grip of my Lord and Savior, and nothing and no one can snatch me away from Him, gives me so much encouragement and so much peace. So I now have a teenage son. But many years ago, when he was not yet a teenager, when he was still just a little baby, we were celebrating all the milestones that came along. And he got to that point where he could kind of, with some help, kind of maintain a seated position. And then from there, he got to where he could kind of stand up, but he had to have some help being pulled up. Well, here's what was interesting. He would wrap his little hands around my fingers. And he would hold on. He had a pretty good little grip. In fact, I was pretty proud of his little grip. And so I would have him holding my fingers and would be letting him stand up or even sit up at some point. But there was something going on. When I was helping my son sit up or stand up at such a tiny little age, I wasn't just relying on his grip. And here's why. Though his grip was strong, it wasn't that strong. It wasn't strong enough for me to trust that it was a trustworthy grip to make sure he wouldn't fall and hurt himself. So when he would hold my fingers, I would take these fingers and wrap them around his wrists. So here I would be holding his wrists while he was holding my fingers. And the reason that I was holding his wrists while he was holding my fingers so that he could kind of bounce up and down on my lap was this. His grip was strong, but it wasn't strong enough. I had to hold on to him. And over the course of my ministry, there have been so many times when I have heard people say, I am holding on to God by a thread. I'm holding on to God with all of my might. And they were saying it as if their relationship with God depended upon their ability to hold on to Him. Yet the Bible says that it's not about our ability to hold on to God. It's about God's ability to hold on to us. Let me share with you a couple of passages. First, in Psalm chapter 63, verse 8. The psalmist says, my soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. So yes, it is true that my soul is clinging to God, but it is His mighty hand that upholds me in my relationship with Him. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 is absolutely one of my favorite passages in the whole Bible. And the Bible says this, He, God, will tend His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms. He will carry them in His bosom and gently lead those that are with young. So what is the picture here? It is the picture of God, our shepherd, holding His lambs against His chest. And again, it is not the lamb's ability to remain close to the shepherd. It is the shepherd holding the lamb close to his heart. That's the sort of relationship that we have with God, that God holds us close to his heart. And then the wider context of what Jesus is talking about in John chapter 10. Let me read you verses 27 through 30. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." And so again in John chapter 10, Jesus is talking about being our good shepherd, and Jesus is talking about being the door for the sheep. Jesus is talking about what it means for us to be his sheep, and he harkens back to a practice in this area of the world in the first century where there were communal sheep pens, and so when people would come to town, they would put their sheep into the community sheep pen, and of course the sheep would mix up, and the way that the shepherd would get the sheep out is not necessarily by the way they were marked or anything like that, although I'm sure that was part of it. The shepherd knew the sheep so well, and the sheep knew the shepherd's voice to the degree that the shepherd could go to the pen and call for the sheep, and that shepherd's sheep would come out, and they would follow their good shepherd who would lead them to pasture and who would keep them safe, who would fight off predators and who would lead them to green pastures. All the things that we want in Psalm 23, that's what the shepherd would do. And they knew his voice. And Jesus is saying here that he is our good shepherd, and his sheep know his voice, and we trust his voice, and we go out and follow him as a result of his leadership. But then notice what he says, that he gives his sheep eternal life and he holds us in his hand and no one can snatch us away from him. And he even goes so far as to say, not only are we in his hand, but we are in the Father's hand and the Father is greater than all and no one snatches us out of the Father's hand. You know, so many times we talk about having Christ in us. And that is absolutely true. The Bible talks about the fact that Christ is in us. Christ in us is the hope of glory. But even more than talking about how Christ is in us, the Bible talks about that we who trust and follow Jesus are in Christ. And Christ is in the Father. And so get this picture, even as Psalm 139 says, "You hem me in behind and before," that when we trust and follow Jesus, when we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, he comes into us to dwell within us, but we are in him. And he is in the Father. He hems us in. He is within us and he is all around us. Around the time that I was making this observation about my son, that I wasn't relying on his grip on my hands, I was relying on my grip on his wrists, I heard a sermon preached by John MacArthur, and he was talking about Noah's Ark. And he was really making the point about Noah's Ark that, if you remember, God told Noah there was going to be a flood, that God's judgment would come. God commanded Noah to build an ark, and Noah did. And then God commanded Noah and his family to go inside the ark such that when the springs of the earth burst forth and the rains came and the earth was flooded, that Noah and his family were safe within the ark. You know what God could have done? He could have said, put all the animals inside the ark and put some pegs on the outside, and you and your family just hang on to the pegs. And as long as you can hold on, you'll be fine. If you fall off, I'm sorry. But that's not what God did he? No, he invited them to come into the ark so that they were safe within God's vessel. And it's the same thing for those of us who trust and follow Jesus. He doesn't say, hold on to Jesus as best you can. I hope your grip doesn't fail. Because you know what I've found in my 40 years of life? My grip's not nearly as strong as I think it is. But I don't have to trust my grip on God. No, in Christ, I trust God's grip on me. And Jesus said, no one snatches me away from Almighty God. And if you're in Christ, no one snatches you away from Almighty God. And so tonight I pray that you would be encouraged to know that in Jesus, He's holding you. And though you may feel like there are times when you're just holding on by a thread, that's okay, because He's holding on by much, much more. Will you pray with me? Oh, Father, we're so thankful for this truth. And we're so thankful that nothing and no one can snatch us away from You. Lord, it is because of Your strength that we are maintained in relationship with You. And we are so thankful. And so, Lord, we pray that You would always remind us and keep this truth ever before us, that we are in Your grip and nothing and no one can snatch us out of Your hand. We are so very thankful for that great truth. And Lord, as we come to the end of this service, once again, we join our hearts and our minds and our voices together to pray that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us. And we always want to invite you to be a part of what God is doing here. And we want to invite you to worship this Sunday at 11 a.m. We've got a guest speaker coming who's going to tell us all about what it's like to receive an Operation Christmas Child box. And we're going to celebrate God's movement among us. We'd love for you to join us. Until then, may God bless you.